Imagine you're walking through a big box store. You turn the corner, and in front of you is a tower of perfectly stacked objects, randomly placed in the middle of the aisle. The tower is made up of different store products that are all the exact same color, say, bubblegum pink. There are pink plastic crates and jewelry containers and Barbie boxes and helmets. The tower doesn't make sense in the middle of the aisle, and yet it fits almost perfectly. I'm Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris. I cover stories about the arts. And Grand Rapids artist Carson Brown builds those towers without permission of the stores. So far, he's made about 80 of them in big box chains all over the Midwest. And this guy makes these towers, or sculptures, inside all kinds of stores.
Walmart, Kmart, Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Meijer, Menards, Hobby Lobby, Michaels, IKEA.
Brown says on one hand, he's just trying to be playful. But why go inside mega chains, methodically pick out products, and then carefully build these sculptures in random spots inside the store, all without permission? Brown says he wants to make people think critically about what he calls the American landscape. And he's not talking mountains and vistas. He's talking the American landscape of consumerism.
To look around the space, how big is this space? Is it necessary? Do I need all these things? Is this a healthy way of living my life?
Although he's critical of big box stores, he also really likes them, finds them fascinating.
There's so much happening there. There's so many people involved. They're so big. There's lots of voices and lots of stories being told.
Inside a Meijer on a Wednesday night in Grand Rapids, the plan is to build a sculpture in the store, then take photos of the end result and share them on social media. Brown grabs a cart with one squeaky wheel, and he makes his way past a guy stocking candy. Brown scans the scene for a prime spot to make a sculpture.
Yeah, so right now I'm just walking around, trying to find a spot.
He passes a woman in the produce aisle talking into a large phone in Spanish on speakerphone, and that makes him smile.
I just think people are really interesting. And like, I don't know, that's like super funny to me. A massive phone. She's like talking so loud, like how can you not laugh at that?
He takes his empty cart and makes a big loop around the store, looking for the ideal space.
I'm looking for, like, what are the colors around the space? How are people going to interact with it? Is it going to get in the way? Is it going to get someone's attention?
Brown never knows what he's going to build beforehand. He says this art project is about responding in the moment to the store's grid layout and its rows and rows of similar products. He eventually finds a quiet spot in the corner of the store where they just had their back-to-school sale, and he zones in on some empty shelves as a place he wants to build a sculpture. He decides the color blue will pop in this location. So Brown slowly wheels his cart around the different departments, hunting for the perfect shade of blue, almost a blueberry blue, and he's like a kid in a candy store.
Oh, this is perfect. Look at this. Bubble wrap, blue bubble wrap in big rolls. That is pretty beautiful. The shape is super nice.
He very neatly stacks his items inside the cart. He's got a bunch of blue buckets, a blue ironing board, blue recycle bins, blue book binders, blue Listerine, blue loofahs, those scrunchy bath things, and blue shampoo. He fills several cartloads with products, then goes back to that corner spot and begins carefully stacking products into a sculpture. Then something on the loudspeaker catches his attention. A woman on the speakers just said, "All available team members to the shoe department." And it's worth mentioning Brown is making his sculpture right next to the shoe department.
Why would all the team members need to be in the shoe department?
Making these sculptures without permission wears on Brown's nerves, and he's hyper-aware of lingering store employees and shoppers. When store employees approach him and ask him what he's up to, he says he's working on an art project. And usually they leave him alone, but he's also quick to get out of Dodge before they can kick him out. Shoppers also ask him what he's up to.
I was in a Menards building a sculpture out of duck, like all their duck work. And this guy came up, like startled me, came up behind me, and I was like, oh. And he was like, "What are you doing? Working on an art project?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Cool." And then he like walks away.
Brown says the point is that he's on a time limit to build these sculptures before getting caught. And they're not permanent pieces of art. Employees often take down his sculptures within the hour, and he says he has mixed feelings about that. But he says it would entirely change the meaning of the project if he built the sculptures and then he dismantled them himself. He wants people to think about all this stuff we buy. Back inside Meyer, Brown is in the zone. He moves the objects around, steps back, studies them carefully, and tweaks them again. He does this at least 100 times.
It's kind of taken a few different iterations.
Yeah.
It's a really nice spot, though, because it's not really being that bothered.
No one has said a peep to him tonight, and he moves the store products with such authority, he looks like he really belongs here.
Yeah, I mean, it's not uncommon for people to ask me where they can find something. They usually know exactly where it is.
Once he feels satisfied, he snaps pictures and blasts them out on social media.
Cool. All right.
Yeah. What's the plan?
Now we take off.
Okay. Brown says if someone does a double take at a sculpture and wonders what it's all about, then he feels his art project was a success. For Stateside, I'm Kyle Norris.